Previously, I'm 24.
Why are they asking Dad questions?
Because you started a witch hunt in our family.
What did you accuse my father of?
I didn't accuse him of anything.
You're pointing your finger at him to cover yourself.
He says that Bob Warren is the one that had dealings with Sayana Lee.
Bring them both in, we'll separate them and turn up the heat.
I need some help. I have to get into my father's private records.
Who is the man of Vassilia?
The man of Vassilia is Mahmoud Fahin. He also thinks I'm in prison.
You better make him believe you got out.
I need to see Mahmoud.
Jack, should we go?
No, not until I have confirmation that it's Fahin. Okay, that's it. Everybody go.
Sir, we have to talk about Ron Wieland.
Does anybody know we have him sequestered?
No, but pretty soon they're going to figure out the last person they did see him with was you.
I have invoked executive privilege and have granted Sherry a provisional security clearance. Seems like every time I turn around, somebody's advising me to send you away.
Why don't you?
Because you may be able to get information that nobody else can.
Damn it. Just play cool.
Cool? We're in a stolen car.
Step out of the car, please, and open the trunk.
Oh, my God.
No, my God, he killed her!
Put your hands behind your head.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
So whose car is it?
Father's.
Did he give it to you?
Not exactly.
Well, then what exactly?
We took it without permission.
Stole this car?
I can't believe he killed her.
Look, officer, Gary Matz, the man that Kim works for, had beaten his wife and was starting to hurt his daughter. Kim called me to help her get Megan away from this guy.
Okay, if that's true, why didn't you go to the police? Why do I find you 20 miles outside of L.A.? That's what I thought. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you by the court.
You understand these rights as I've written them.
Is it safe in here?
Just stay away from the cordoned areas, it'll be all right.
This was the building that was bombed this morning.
Got the rooms ready?
Yeah, they're still a little messed up, but they're good enough for interrogation.
How are we doing here?
Final tally, 30 dead, 17 wounded. David Dorf and Lindau are critical.
What about Paula? All right, do me a favor and take them back to the rooms.
Follow me, please.
Can I talk to you alone? Stay with him. I'll be there in a minute.
Find anything new?
I just what I told you on the phone. Two men are contradicting each other. There's definitely a tie to Sayed Ali.
The more and more luck Ali is at the center of this thing. I just hope all of this brings us closer to finding the nuke.
Just tell me how hard I can push him.
Hard as you have to. Stick bamboo shoots under their fingernails. Get what they got. Time's running out.
Okay.
Oh, Henderson, FBI. Set up a conference call with him and the Attorney General.
Lynn. You got a second?
Sure, Roger.
I understand that, Sherry Palmer has been given provisional security clearance.
Yes, that's right. The president has invoked executive privilege, yes.
You okay with that?
It's different.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, I weighed in about it, and if I feel that she's becoming a problem, I'll let the president know.
Well, she's his ex-wife. That's a problem all by itself.
No, Sandra, thank you. I'll get back with you.
All right.
Okay.
Tell me about Ron Wieland.
What about
him? I just got off the phone with Sandra Ivany at the network. She said no one's heard from him since he met with you this morning. David, you didn't detain him, did you?
You are here today to help me. not question my judgment.
And I am trying to help. What's going on with Weiland?
He was going to go public with a rumor.
About the bomb?
I cannot afford a panic.
Well, you can't keep him locked up indefinitely. People are already starting to ask questions.
We're holding him at the OC. When the crisis passes, I'll let him go.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, you've got a problem. His disappearance could raise questions you don't want to answer.
I put Armas on it.
Well, apparently it hasn't helped. The word is getting out.
What do you suggest?
Give him an on-air exclusive when this is over.
I offered that to him. He didn't want it.
Then let me talk to him. David, one talent you know I have is dealing with the media. And I know Ron. He likes me.
No. You're here to gather information.
And to help. You said so yourself. And today you can't afford to ignore that. Let me try talking to Ron.
What would you say to him?
Oh, I'll make it worth his while not to say anything.
Kim, I'm scared! Oh, it's okay, Megan. You're gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. Where are you taking her? She can't go back to L.A.
Why not?
It's not safe.
Why didn't you tell him?
My dad said not to tell anyone.
Yeah, but he didn't know you were gonna be charged with murder. I'm gonna tell him, Kim.
No, you can't. I'm telling you, Miguel. My dad said no one can know about this.
I think you should tell him who your dad is. Let them call him. Let your dad explain why we're trying to get out of town.
Let's go.
Listen, my father works at CTU, the place that got bombed this morning. His name is Jack Bauer. Please call him. He'll explain why it's not safe to be in L.A. today.
Call your father after you've been processed, all right?
لمن تشتغل في لوس أنجلوس؟
نينا, who are you working with in L.A.?
لمن تشتغل في لوس أنجلوس؟
اخرسي يا حغيرة! ولا أعطيكي أي معلومات.
فهيم, I'm not going to give you any information.
لا تضيع وقتك. العملية جاهزة. مسافة
طويلة. فهيم,
it's too late. Don't waste your time. The operation will be done.
This is not working.
It will work. I just need a little more time.
No, you're done.
Jack, do this.
On your feet. Grab your plane, we're going back.
Did he talk?
No, he wouldn't talk to her.
What are we gonna do?
Call the Vision, have him set up a white room. We'll handle it in Los Angeles.
Jack, wrong move. The deeper you bring him into the system, the more he's gonna shut down.
Yeah, we'll see.
Rick, give me more time with him.
You've had enough time, it's over. Make sure Fahin gets to the airport.
What about you?
Be right behind you.
Rick, see what he's doing? He doesn't need me anymore.
Jack,
I have a doctor signed by the president. He can't do that.
Jack, I can't. My orders will stay with you and her.
Just forget your orders. All they need is Fahin.
Don't push this, Jack. I can't leave you alone with this.
It's got nothing to do with you, Rick. Back off.
Step away from the car, Bauer.
I spoke to Ralph, and he told me what files we're going to have to get into.
Are they the ones that link Reza to this terrorist?
Yes, it's Syed Ali. The company computer is networked into this house, but I'm going to have to hack some passwords, and I assume you're authorizing me to do that.
Yeah, of course.
Sit.
You know, I still don't understand, though, why they had to drag my family in for questioning on my sister's wedding day.
I'm a little surprised about that, too, but there's a whole new world out there now. Let's see. Well, I'm sorry about what happened today, but as private investigators, we're required by law to report any terrorist-related information to Homeland Security right off.
So here it is. I was able to access the monthly statements, but I couldn't get into any detail records.
Right. Well, see what we could do.
Harmons? Where are you going?
I'm taking Mrs. Palmer to one of the conference rooms.
She have clearance?
Excuse me. But you don't need to speak about me as if I weren't here, Mr. Stanton.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Palmer. Roger Stanton.
I know who you are. Roger.
Just it's a highly restricted area.
Yes, I know. However, I have been granted access.
Why do you need to be here?
That you'll have to ask the president. Armas.
Excuse me. My apologies, Mrs. Palmer. It's just being very careful about the flow of information today.
Well, there's no need to apologize. I would assume that you're careful about the flow of information every day. Thank you.
Sherry Palmer.
Hello, Ron.
Just when I thought this day couldn't get any stranger.
I can imagine you're not happy about all of this.
I'd like to know what this is.
Well, I don't exactly know myself.
I don't believe you, Sherry. But unless they kill me, I'm going to have a story of the year. I've been kidnapped by the leader of the free world.
Oh, now that's not necessarily true, Ron. There actually has been precedent for this kind of executive action.
If you're here to try to shut me up, you're wasting your time. I sensed I was on to something. The fact that they locked me in here only confirms it. I'm coming out of here with a story. Deal with it.
Mind if I sit down?
Of course not.
We'd like to release you, Ron. And we will. But we need assurances that you're not going to go public with the rumors you were threatening to broadcast.
In return for what? I get an exclusive with the president on some watered-down story?
Not a watered-down story. Something else. You go out there, let everyone know that you are not missing. Don't say anything about this morning. The president will let you inside of the OC to report firsthand. No journalist has ever been inside there.
Why did he send you down here to make this offer, Sherry? In fact, what are you even doing back inside David Palmer's circle?
Take the deal, Ron. In a couple of hours, they'll brief you, and then you'll know more than I do.
Azim. Azim. Allahu Akbar. كل شيء تمام. طيارة حاضرة. هم منتظريننا حتى نجيب لنا القنبلة.
أنت متأكد؟
طبعا.
شايف.
شلون الازدحام؟
عرفت تركك راح.
شو اسوي؟
وين؟ انزل تعال سعد ماركو قاعد على
مزاج. وين الحديده؟
حديده ايوه ما فيش حديده. sandwich maker that finished up with luck. Hold on.
Hey! Guys, you need some help? Yeah. Yeah.
Nina, the only way out of this is to cooperate with him. Nina. Mahmoud, it does your case no good if you end up dead.
Mahmoud. Los Angeles.
Think about it, Mahmoud. We're on our way to Los Angeles. Fahim, I'm not afraid to die. What time is it supposed to go off? Fahim, you betrayed me, you betrayed us all. Traitor.
Bring her back here now. Tell you about the nuke.
No, I told you. I didn't know what the end game was. I just knew that it was something big.
Is there another way around, Fahim?
No.
Is he really willing to die?
Wouldn't drive too long on that spare. There's not a lot of tread left on it.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, why don't you fellas follow me to Ventura Boulevard? There's a tire store there.
No. We'll be fine.
All right. You're all set.
Here, please.
Don't worry about it. You know anybody needs pool service? Give my card. I work the whole valley, okay?
Of course. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Kid said something about danger and you need to stay out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this one told me the similar story. She didn't go into any detail, though.
Do you think it's true?
Nah, I don't think so.
What then?
I'm just telling stories.
You want me to call it in?
Listen, wait till we get back, okay?
All right. I'll see you there.
Yeah. That friend of yours got quite an imagination.
Why? What did he say?
That the reason you were leaving town was because there was some kind of a bomb that was supposed to go off in L.A. today. Is that what you were talking about back there when you said it wasn't safe?
Please, just call CTU and try and reach my dad.
You need to get Megan, the girl that was with us. Keep her out of the city.
LA Dispatch, this is 62-1. Put me through to Frank Reed over at FBI Local.
62-1, I have been unable to reach anyone at the FBI for the last 45 minutes.
Unable to reach them, why?
There's a lot of traffic on their lines for some reason.
All right, just keep trying. Give me a call when you get through, okay?
Copy that.
What the hell is going on?
He's not gonna play ball. Thinks he's got the upper hand.
Well, he knows we have to let him go eventually. And whether there's a legal precedent for this or not, he knows he's got one hell of a story.
Oh, I'm so sorry, David. I thought I could charm him.
Okay, Sherry. That'll be all.
David. Why are you treating me like this?
It's not about you, Sherry. I just have more important things to deal with right now.
You know, you've always been able to forgive. Always given everyone a second chance, but not me. I came here today to tell you that you were right. Right to kick me off the campaign. Right to file for divorce.
Where's all this coming from?
Oh. Place of honesty. Of realization. I was too caught up in the power.
And you're not now.
Of course, you know I love it. But now I am aware of what I can and can't handle.
So what are you asking for?
Let me help you. If what I bring to you can be useful, then you can consider it the start of a new confidence.
All right. But I promise you absolutely nothing in return.
لازم نتكلم.
على اي اساس؟
اريد اتكلم. ما اريد اموت. ما اريد احضر هذا.
يا نظيف، ارجع بالطريق وكمل شغلك.
ابدا.
القندرة! القندرة!
الله الله الله، انت عملت ايه؟ جنيت؟ انت عملت؟ عملت ايه؟
ارفع الكمون! حط عيونك!
The transaction records. In the week of the 23rd, Reza made 4 withdrawals from the company's discretionary account.
$175,000,
150,000, 50,000, another 50,000. That's almost a $500,000.
Yeah.
What'd he do with the money?
Let's see. God, he wrote a check to Syed Ali for $475,000 in return for consulting services.
So what? Maybe they were doing business.
Syed Ali's only business is bankrolling terrorists.
So what about my father? What's his connection to all this?
Well, Reza probably convinced CTU that your father authorized these transactions, or maybe he just did them on his own. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
My father is not involved in terrorism. The government made a mistake. We have to find it and clear him.
All right, let's try and get into his personal calendar and see what he was doing on the days that these checks were written.
Fine.
Okay, here's your father's schedule for that week. Nothing here either.
Of course not. My father has nothing to do with any of this. Sorry, Paul. I shouldn't have called you. It was such a waste of time.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a file here in his personal directory that is accessed almost daily. It has a resource tab on it, which means it's a government file.
My dad has government clients.
Yeah. Whoa.
What's going on?
Oh, it's an auto-delete program.
Could you do something?
Yeah, I'm trying. Oh, this can't be right.
What?
The data on this volume has a COMSAT grid. You see, these are addresses. CSG14877, that's an encoded coordinate.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, the only people that would have files like these have government security clearance.
Why would my dad have that?
I don't know.
Why have I been kept waiting here like this?
Sit down, please, Mr. Warner.
I have some information.
Sit down.
What information do you have?
I'm not supposed to talk to anybody about this, but under the circumstances, I am a consultant for the CIA. There's a contact code for my liaison. Call Langley, they'll verify.
Why didn't you tell me about this back at the house?
Oh, come on, Agent Almeida, you know the drill. I'm not supposed to talk to anyone about this without clearance.
What's your I-3 protocol?
I was approached about 5 years ago because of my international investment work. They asked me if I'd like to help my country, and I said okay.
What do you do?
My corporation is used as a conduit to pass information back and forth.
To whom?
I don't know. That is the truth. Now you listen to me, Mr. Almeida. I am not an enemy of this country. I am a patriot. I love my country. I don't know any Syed Ali, nor do I know why there's a record of me doing business with him.
Well, if that's true, then you have nothing to worry about, do you? But there is a connection between your company and Syed Ali, and I'm gonna find out what it is. So in the meantime,
sit tight. I'm gonna check this out.
Kimberly Bauer?
Yes, we need to speak with her father, Jack Bauer.
Well, he's not here right now. What's this about?
We have his daughter here in custody. It's very important that we speak to him immediately.
Hold on. Okay. Lori, I need you to call downstairs.
George. Get Bill. Have him bring up your Bob Warner just told me he does deliveries for the CIA.
CIA? Did you check it out?
No, I was just about to call his liaison, but
Looks like he's got a legitimate contact code.
If that is the case, then it means that Reza's lying to us.
No, no. I mean, I push Reza pretty hard. I think he's telling the truth.
You get to push a little harder than usual today. So dig in and see what you can find out. Let me know.
Mr. Mason, it's a sheriff's station in Newhall. They're holding Kim Bauer.
Why?
She's been charged with murder.
Call Jack. It's George Mason. Who am I speaking to?
Bauer.
Jack, it's Michelle.
What?
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're on the other line with the sheriff's station in Newhall. They're holding your daughter, Kim.
Holding her for what?
She's being held on some kind of criminal charges.
What are you talking about?
I have her on a second line. Should I patch her through?
Yes, and get Mason on this now.
I'm already on with the precinct, Jack. We're working on it.
George, obviously there's some kind of mistake. I need you to straighten it out and get Kim out of Los Angeles.
I'll take care of it.
Daddy?
Kim, what happened?
I was leaving the city like you said. I was with Megan and my boyfriend, Miguel. And the CHP pulled us over for speeding. They found a body in the trunk. Carla's body.
Carla, the woman you work for?
Yeah. We took her husband's car. Gary must have done it this morning and put the body in the trunk. Oh, my God, Dad, help me.
Just relax. We're going to straighten this out, okay?
He beat her up, and that's why I needed to take Megan. He was hurting her, too.
Kim, CTU is going to send someone over. They're going to get you out of there now.
I don't want them to send someone else. Help me. Can you do that?
Me,
they think I killed Carla.
You have to do Ala Alec.
Dad, I need you here now.
Sweetheart, hold on for one second. Michelle, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
What is Fahin saying now?
Anina told him that the U.S. force has been sent to his village, that they're rounding up his family, his cousins.
Stop.
Fahin didn't believe her. He called her
Dad.
A liar.
Kim, hold on.
It's not. An undisputedly uncontrollable.
She just told Fahin that she has the power to save them.
Ain't no
other. Dad!
Kim, hold on. What are they saying now?
Not picking it up. The audio is too low.
Dad, are you there?
Yes, sweetheart, I'm still here. George, I need you to help Kim now. If you have to supersede local authority, do it. Just get her out of Los Angeles.
Done.
Nina, what did he tell you?
Everything.
Phyllis! She just slit his throat! I've got her! Get him on the floor! Get him on the floor!
Can't stop this.
Dad!
Have you got him?
We're lacing him.
Son of a bitch.
Jack!
Secure her!
I know where the bomb is! Take the plane to San Diego. I want a civilian transport waiting for me to take you to Sao Paulo. I'll do everything when we're on the ground.
George, are you getting any of this?
Yeah, I am.
He's gone!
This is your call.
Look, we're running out of time. I don't like getting dicked around like this.
We can bring her into CTU and try and press her there.
No, it'll take too long. Take her to San Diego.
Fine. Tell the pilot we're going to San Diego.
Yeah.
This is how this is going to work. We're going to land. You're going to tell me where the bomb is. We're going to hold you until we get a result. You got that?
Got it.
I may have found something in the Fahin recordings.
What'd it say?
A name. Marco Hashami. Listen.
Did you try cross-references?
Yeah, he is connected to Syed Ali.
Mr. Nayer?
What?
Who's Marco Who shot me?
There's no idea.
Who is he?
You got a temper of the theater on you.
Get off. Get off. Get off.
Where's the boy? Where's the boy?
You don't try to save your people. Get off. You're mad.
Pull it. Hold on.
I'm gonna go.
Are we being released?
No. You'd be a transfer.
To where?
I don't know. Someone from CTU called. Said they were coming to pick you up and taking over the case.
What about Megan? You brought her back here, right? What's gonna happen to her?
It's none of your business.
You can't take her back to L.A.
Listen to me. I checked you out. Your father does work for CTU. Now, you tell me, what did he tell you was going to happen today in L.A.?
I can't say anything. But you can't take Megan back.
Just tell me what's going on.
It's a nuclear bomb. The reason why they didn't say anything is because they don't want to start a panic.
Able to get anything else off that recording of Fahim?
It's 99% noise.
You okay?
Just running on empty.
Well, why don't you get something to eat?
I'm fine.
Hey, your neck's bleeding here.
Somebody else's blood.
Just take a few minutes, get cleaned up and change. You'll feel better. Hey. We're gonna survive this day.
These are the updated guidelines that Stanton sent to local law enforcement and the FBI.
I understand Sherry ran into Stanton.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Has he said anything to you about her being here?
I don't think he's very happy about it.
Do you have a problem with her?
I know that you think she's useful to you, sir.
That's not what I asked.
I honestly welcome help wherever we can get it. And if you feel that she performs a function here, then...
Sure, you better come out here.
What is it, Mike?
I've confirmed from two sources that there is an imminent threat to national security and public safety. While I cannot at this time confirm the target or nature of the attack, the threat may come from Middle Eastern terrorists, but there's also an indicator that domestic terrorist groups in the U.S. may also be involved.
How did you get out?
What I find most troubling about this story is that our president knows about this threat and isn't saying anything to the public.
Who is controlling that room?
Armas.
I want to see him now.
Doesn't make sense. If my father really does work for the government, which is almost impossible for me to believe, wouldn't he already have known if Reza was doing something illegal?
I would think so, especially if terrorism was involved.
And if he did know about Reza, then what does that mean?
Well, my guess is that your father was aware that Reza was involved in some kind of illegal activity and that he was monitoring him.
But that doesn't make sense either. My father would not let someone he was investigating marry Marie. I mean, He got upset if anyone made the slightest critical remark about Reza. She treated him like a son.
Look, I know Agent Almeida at CTU pretty well. I'll give him a call and see maybe if we can find out what's
Sunday before you killed my wife. Terry and I went down to the boardwalk in Venice. I was watching all the rollerbladers and musicians, laughing at the crazy people. We're spending time together. And Terry sees a snow cone stand. She giggles like a kid. She takes off running. She wants to get in line. She wants one. I remember I was watching her. I couldn't help myself. And I looked up at her. She was talking with this old lady in line behind her, and the two of them were laughing. And I remember thinking to myself, how the hell does she do that? How does she strike up a conversation with an absolute stranger and they just start laughing. Like they've been friends forever. That's a gift. I remember thinking, God, I wish I could do that. But I can't. That was Terry. My wife. That's what you took from this world, Nina. That's what you took from me and my daughter. I just wanted you to know that.